And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Billy, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Our theme today is talk radio, and my next guest has worked in radio for 40 years in a number of different positions, and he's come to some interesting, I think, important conclusions. Not only does he have one of this country's best insights on talk radio, but he also leads the charge for talk radio to move onto the Internet. For 40 years, Holland Cook has toiled in radio and in television. His his most important stint was 7 years as operations manager of WTOP in Washington. In 1991, Holland Cook and three other plucky entrepreneurs founded a company called Flightcom Systems. You might not know the name, but you certainly know that they became USA Today's Sky Radio. And if you travel a lot by airplane, as Billy the Brain does, and you're on Northwest or United or Delta, you've heard their content. And ultimately, that company became Sirius Satellite Radio. In January 1st of 1995, Cook began consulting full-time and was named News Talk Specialist by McVeigh Media, one of the world's largest radio programming consulting firms. Cook is relocated to New England, and he purchased the Captain Willis House Bed and Breakfast just steps from the beach on Block Island, Rhode Island. He calls it the Bermuda of the North. He ran that until 2004 when he sold it and then moved somewhere else on Block Island as well. Welcome to the show, Holland. How are you today?
Well, Bill, thank you. I think that was my entire resume.
No, I don't think so at all. Your resume is much more impressive than that, but we only have a couple of minutes, so I couldn't do you justice. You are one of this country's foremost authorities on radio, and in particular, talk radio. That's why I've asked you onto the show today. So my first question is this. What's the state of talk radio in America?
Well, to be objective, I would have to say it is opportune, but underachieving. And by opportune, I mean talk radio is the best kind of radio, arguably, because of quality and quantity. The quality of the engagement that a radio station has with a talk radio listener is a much deeper conversation than a music station has with its listener, because the music station is really just kind of an appliance. But it's hard to turn the volume down on talk radio and put it in the background because it is engaging you. And the message, the conversation itself, and the advertiser's presence there enjoys a better quality of engagement than with music radio, which tends to be on in the background. And in terms of quantity, the talk format, because it is already the spoken word, it doesn't regard the advertiser's commercial as an interruption because it's not stopping the music. You know, the programming's already the spoken word. So talk radio is a great kind of radio to own if you're a station owner, because you can run more commercials than a music station would dare to own. So that's the good news. It's a very opportune format as radio goes, but I also consider it underachieving for a couple of reasons. Unfortunately, and your show is the exception, you know, you're an anomaly to the talk radio caricature about all politics all the time. I'm right, you're wrong, Democrats bad, Republicans good. We tend to let ourselves be typecast as a one-joke act, and the biggest stars in talk radio are doing the I'm right, you're wrong show. And I think that it is a mistake for owners to confine talk radio to AM when there is so much listening to FM. And there is some pressure for the format to move there because new tech devices like iPhone and iPod and Pandora and Last.fm and all the other ways people get their music are pulling audience away from music radio. So I think even though talk is the number one format in radio already, it still has a lot of headroom that's not yet exploited.
We're talking to Holland Cook, everybody, one of this country's leading authorities on talk radio. He says that talk radio is opportune and it's also underachieving. I would agree with parts of that, Holland, but I guess the thing that sticks out in my mind when I listen to talk radio, particularly AM talk radio, is conservative talk radio is flourishing. Progressive talk radio, or what some people might call liberal talk radio, cannot find a foothold. I mean, Air America on Sirius XM satellite just recently went out of business. So tell me, why is it that conservative radio is getting such a foothold and progressive radio can't find its niche, its audience?
Well, it's not your imagination. The conversation is a tad one-sided. And historically, talk radio has always been the haven of the party on the outs. And talk radio really hit its stride in the early 90s as Bill Clinton was marching into the White House. That's when Rush Limbaugh gained traction, and all of his followers and wannabes and altar boys really came to their own, because it was a chance to holler at the powers that be, who then went on to have an eight-year run during robust economic times. So the advertising that was embedded in that anti-establishment message was lively, was healthier than the recessed times we live in now. So I think there's an historical angle to that. And also, if you look at the various efforts to tell the other side of the story, you use the terms liberal and progressive, which are used fairly interchangeably. It tended not to be done by people who were accomplished businessmen in terms of broadcasting. They were more zealots. They were on a mission to spread a particular point of view. They've been trivialized as limousine liberals, and there was a little more to it than that. But the most notorious effort, Air America, a radio network, stumbled for its entire existence until its various wealthy lefty backers ran out of money, because they were on a mission to sell a point of view. Rush Limbaugh, whom you and I have heard speak at various industry conventions, make no bones about it. He says, I'm not there to change anyone's mind. I'm here to get you to listen to as many commercials as possible. And he wants to sell you that sleep comfort bed or Carbonite computer backup or whatever else he's selling. And he simply is using his point of view and, in his case, politics to entice you to listen five more minutes or to make him a daily habit while you're in the car.
Well, that's an interesting statement, but I guess I have to ask you, we're talking to Holland Cook, everybody, I have to ask you, Holland, on this level, it would seem to me that the people who run conservative talk radio are better businessmen because they can simply find the advertiser. I mean, this is a triad. You have the listener, you have the broadcaster, and you have the advertiser. Nothing happens without the advertiser. So clearly, I guess you can draw a conclusion. There are more advertisers willing to plunk down money to on conservative talk stations than there are on progressive talk stations.
Well, there's been more available inventory, if you will, for them to plunk that money down on. But as long as it's getting them results, that revenue is going to continue. Chris Matthews on MSNBC put it better than anyone I've ever heard when he talks about the appeal of Rush Limbaugh, and he calls it phone sex for the chiclets rep. And he talks about this guy with a sample case, a modern-day Willie Loman, who's going to have to trudge into a dozen CVS and Walmart stores today with chiclets gum, and half of the people he's going to talk to are going to tell him no, but like Willie Loman, he's going to trudge on undaunted. And there he is in the car all day long with these righties telling him, it's not you, it's them. You've got it right, they've got it wrong. And that's been a robust environment for the advertising message. And as I said earlier, any sort of talk radio, not just the political kind, but your show, for instance, or the stuff that you hear on weekends on a lot of talk stations, the how-to shows about the automotive and home improvement and lawn and gardening and health and fitness, all of those environments are very hospitable to an advertiser's message compared to music radio, where the environment seems to go on pause and merely tolerate the advertiser's message. Huh. If you're talking about business on your show, for instance, a lot of local small business people might be listening, and if I sell office supplies, I want a commercial in your show.
Absolutely. We're talking to Holland Cook, everybody, one of this country's leading authorities on radio, and he's been following this market for over 40 years. You mentioned about the weekend talk shows on stations like KKZZ, and I have a question for you. Will terrestrial radio become all local radio, will the syndicated radio shows like the Rush Limbaughs, et cetera, burn themselves out eventually?
Well, I don't think entirely, because the post-deregulation radio business model is too dependent on programming that local stations don't have to produce. Most syndicated radio programming comes to the radio station cash-free because there are some commercials that the syndicator retains within the programming, and then the station gets to sell the local commercials. And stations are too dependent on the model of programming produced elsewhere to go entirely local. But I will tell you that the AM/FM stations that are going to stuff you can get a bunch of different places, and that the local programming that made radio special to the several living generations today who grew up with a radio habit was local radio. And to do local news, to be thought of as the quickest way to find out the weather, to bond with local personalities in the market such as yourself, this is something people are not going to get on iPod unless it's a podcast that you, the local broadcaster, put there. So I think that local programming is always going to be the silver bullet that AM/FM radio has against new media.
Boy, that's the kind of talk that I like to hear. We're talking to Holland Cook, everybody, one of this country's leading authorities on radio, having spent more than 40 years in the industry. Holland, if people want to learn more, where can they go to find out more?
My website is hollandcook.com, just like it sounds, all one word. Holland like the country and Cook with an E.
There you go. Holland Cook, COOKE.com. Holland, it's been too short. I appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being our guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, thank you for having me. Please keep doing what you're doing. Radio needs it.